Care Coaches Insight program's continuing here tonight. We're on to Atchison County. Girls basketball coach Andrew Ecker joining us, and it is brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, taking part in the Jefferson County North midseason tournament right now. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the first two games, and you guys are going to take on NEK tomorrow. But let's talk about the Perry Lecompton game. I know not ideal, but you go back and maybe kind of dissect what you saw in that first round game and that loss to the Cause. What kind of stood out in that one?
I know the final score definitely did not look pretty, but our defense actually played really well up to a point. I think at the end of the first quarter it was like 11-1, and then with like 3 or 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter, they only had 18. So that's not a bad number to give up. But you know, after that we had a lot of turnovers, turned into a lot of layups. So we just got to learn how to not let our offense be their offense at times. So, but we played really good defense versus Perry. We just, you know, struggled to score a little bit still. And then, against JCN, we did a nice job coming out and scored 10 points in the first quarter. That was probably our best quarter we've played, both defensively and offensively. But again, we're just not able to sustain it right now. So, we're getting better. We'll keep working, but it was two games that I know the scores weren't pretty, but we definitely saw improvements.
Yeah, and kind of going off the Perry Lecompton game, you know, I had a chance to talk to Joey Franzetta, the Cause girls coach, earlier in the week, and you know, he did compliment, you know, he really liked what you guys had in the half court defensive sets and talked about it being a challenge for them. So they knew they had to get some steals and kind of get out and transition because they didn't really feel all that great whenever they had to settle down against your defense in the half court. So, you know, it's simple, but not so simple, but you see some spurts here and there, you'll see a 4, 6, 8 minute good stretch, but you're just trying to find a good 32 minutes, you know, a full game. That's just kind of where we're at, what we're looking for moving forward.
100%. Yeah. We're still trying to find that consistency. And, me and my assistant were talking the other day. I don't know if we've had a game where we've had every single player be healthy yet, whether it's sickness, injury, whatever, you know, it's hard to build that consistency when we're missing someone here and there from time to time. And, you know, we still have girls battling some knee injuries that can't play as much as they wish they could. But yeah, we're getting better. It's improving. We just got to find our offensive footing a little bit quicker now.
Yeah, when you look at your game against NEK, final game of this JCN tournament tomorrow, have you had a chance to watch them this week? I know midseason tournaments are a good time for coaches to get maybe a little bit of extra scout, seeing potential opponents, you know, that they're going to face off in a tournament, and you guys get NEK. So have you been able to watch them a little bit this week? What's kind of the expectation? What do you see from them in this matchup tomorrow?
Yeah, we saw them yesterday a little bit before our game, and they're quick. They're aggressive. Their defense is very physical, so we got to be prepared for that. And I think if we can play a good solid defensive game, they might struggle in the half court, but we got to make sure our offense isn't turning into offense for them. So we'll continue working on that and hopefully improve on it.
Highlighting the seniors real quick and just how crucial, you know, these few girls have been, you know, for the development of some of these younger girls who are getting that first, you know, bit at the varsity level this season. Just talk about your seniors. What have you seen from them as we kind of push into this back half of the season?
Yeah, they've been great. Madison Martin's done a great job trying to help our young post players out, teaching them, trying to take them under the wing. She's been a really good asset for them. Ava Spears done a nice job keeping our guards' heads up, because, again, our young guards are put in a tough spot right now, and it's important that our seniors try to help them instead of being constantly down on them. So I'm really proud of those two for trying to pick them up. And then Katie Fultz and Riley Anderson and Addison Crocker have done a great job of just trying to be there for everyone and working hard. So they've done a great job of leading us. I know it's not the ideal season, but they've done a great job of leading our freshmen and sophomores and trying to help them learn and grow.
Atchison County girls basketball coach Andrew Ecker joining us here on our Coaches Insight program. They close out the Jefferson County North midseason tournament tomorrow against NEK. Coach, really appreciate the time. We'll get back to maybe a little bit more of a normal schedule next week.
We'll see how many days we get, but yeah, sure.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brandon.